Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And we are so very excited that you chose to spend this portion of your Resurrection Sunday with us. And we're looking forward to having a great time in the Lord. So if you haven't done it already, go ahead and grab your Bible, get some pens, paper, tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell somebody that the Gospel Truth Broadcast is about to start. So prepare your hearts and your minds to hear from the Lord as we are led in prayer by Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
Let us put our minds on the Lord. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord God, we come before you as humble as we know how. Lord, we ask that you will look on us with compassion. In the name of Jesus, we call on you, Lord God. We open our hearts. We ask that you will search our hearts, oh God. Anything you're not pleased with, be merciful and forgive us.
Yes.
And take it away from us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we need you right now to cover us under your blood. We need your protection, oh God. We need you, Lord, to give us direction and to show us the way you'll have us to go.
Yes.
Oh, my Lord, open up our understanding concerning your will. Lord, give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of your word, oh God, that we may walk therein in the name of Jesus. Lord, we call on you to visit us during this broadcast, Lord. Let your presence be made known. Let us feel your presence, oh God, and those over the airway, let a touch come upon them, Lord, and let the blessings overtake them in the name of Jesus. Lord God, minister to them through your word. And through this ministry, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we are depending on you, and
yes,
we are looking unto you. We are
yes,
calling
yes.
on you, Lord Jesus, because we need your help down here. We can't do anything without you, Lord. We are down here waiting on you, oh God. We are waiting on you, Lord Jesus. Please, Lord, send your anointing right now. Destroy every yoke, my God. Tear down strongholds in the name of Jesus. Let the power of God be revealed in the midst of the heathen and the unbeliever. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, Lord, and save dying souls. Deliver bound souls, oh God. Heal the sick tonight. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, Lord. All power is in your hand. We call on you right now, Lord, to stop by the hospitals.
Lord,
go into the rooms of those who are sick and afflicted. Lord, make your holy visitation and lay your hand upon them right now. Oh, Lord, send your healing virtue and raise them up off the sick bed or the bed of affliction. Lord God, restore their health unto them. In the name of Jesus, give them back the use and activities of their limbs. Oh, my God, do wonders. And those who don't know you, Lord, make yourself known unto them. Reveal your power unto them, Lord. Let them know that you're the only true God. In the name of Jesus, have mercy right now.
Mercy.
Oh, Lord God, families who are broken, oh God, families who are suffering and in much pain, Lord God, we ask that you will intervene right now and that you will mend the broken heart, Lord, that you will gather those who are scattered abroad and torn apart, Lord, and put the pieces back together in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, the families that are going on away from each other and feuding with one another. Let there be peace in the family. Oh, God, please let them reconcile their differences in the name of Jesus. Help them to come together and unite as one in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that you will remember your people everywhere, one by one and name by name. We pray, Lord, that you will bless the leaders and give them guidance, Lord. Give them wisdom and knowledge and understanding
please,
that they may lead your people, oh Lord. have mercy tonight, Lord. We believe you, oh God, and we're taking you at your word. Oh, Lord, remember all of those who are on the prayer list, one by one and name by name. You know every name that's written on these prayer lists, oh God. And we ask that you will honor their request and grant them their petition. Let it be done, Lord, according to your holy will. We believe it right now by faith, and we count it as done. And, Lord, we thank you tonight. We thank you for your patience with us.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, oh God, for blessing us, Lord. We thank you, oh God, for being so good to us.
Thank you,
we thank you, Lord, for giving us another chance. Oh, Lord, we thank you for staying the hand of death. Oh, my Lord, we thank you for helping us in the time of need. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for strengthening us, oh God, when we're weak, Lord. We thank you for holding us up, oh my God, and not letting us fall. We praise you tonight, and we magnify your holy name. We ask, God, that you will continue to bless this ministry. And let everyone listening be blessed through this ministry. All of these blessings we ask in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you. Praise your name, Lord. Glory to God. Praise the
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Lord.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Yes, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to your name, Lord.
Glory,
thank
glory, glory.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. We thank God for that anointed prayer coming through Pastor Sheila. I mean, I tell you, she prayed under the anointing. And I thank God for it. I believe God. And I thank him for what he has already done. At this time, we're going to read from the book of St. Matthew, the 28th chapter, and beginning with verse 1. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, All hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshiped him. Then said Jesus unto them, Be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me. Now when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city and shewed unto the chief priests all the things were done. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for the reading of his word from the 28th chapter of the book of St. Matthew, from verse 1 throughout verse 11. And we praise God for the reading of his word. Praise God. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful scripture reading by Evangelist Maybell. And for that anointed prayer coming through Evangelist Hameen. And she's been praying.
Oh yeah.
She was praying on the broadcast earlier, and I just happened to be in the midst, and I say I could feel the power of God, and I thank God that she's, you know, also my mother, to have a praying mother. I tell you, not that, you know, nobody else's mother doesn't pray, but I thank God for her.
Yeah.
Amen. Somebody can get a prayer through.
Yes.
Amen. And thank you all again so much for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Miguel Edmond. You can tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 605-313-5995, and that access code is 565-2166. You can also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5. And we also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts Prayer Works Ministry with co-host Evangelist Miguel Edmond and myself on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You can listen in by dialing 563-999-3634. And the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. And we want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. We want to keep Danny Thomas in our prayers. Pray for Darnell Williams, the bereaved Harrell family, Pastor Richard Jackson Jr.'s brother, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, all of the bereaved families, and as well as those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And we're going to ask if Evangelist Cynthia Edmond would render a selection unto the Lord. God bless you, sis.
Praise the Lord. We're going to move on up the mountain. Going to pull the devil down.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't have a right to be on higher ground.
Amen.
Going to move on up the mountain with my shield and my sword. And I will see sweet victory in the name of the Lord. I'm going to move on up the mountain. Going to pull the devil down. Because he doesn't have a right to be on higher ground. Going to move on up the mountain with my shield and my sword. And I will see sweet victory in the name of the Lord. I've been down here in this valley of decision long enough. But I know my God's almighty because I've seen him do his stuff. You know the devil, he's mean and smart, and it's time to call his bluff. But I proclaim in Jesus' name that I have had enough.
Yeah.
I'm going to move on up the mountain, going to pull the devil down. Because he doesn't have a right to be on higher ground. Going to move on up the mountain with my shield and my sword. And I will see sweet victory in the name of the Lord. Going to move on up the mountain. Going to pull the devil down. Because he doesn't have a right to be on higher ground. Gonna move on up the mountain with my shield and my sword, and I will see sweet victory in the name of the Lord. The devil came to Jesus and he laid it on the line. He said, worship me and you can have a kingdom great and fine. Jesus said to Satan, get thee behind. The heavens and the earth are already mine. Gonna move on up the mountain. Gonna pull the devil down. Cause he doesn't have a right to be on higher ground. Gonna move on up the mountain with my shield and my sword. And I will see sweet victory in the name of the Lord. Let's move on up the mountain. Let's pull the devil down. Because he doesn't have a right to be on higher ground. Let's move up the mountain with our shields and our swords, and we will see sweet victory in the name of the Lord.
And we will see sweet victory in the name of the Lord. And we will see sweet victory in the name of the Lord. And you will see sweet victory in the name of the Lord. And I will see sweet victory in the name of the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that selection coming to Evangelist Cynthia. Telling
yeah.
you, we're going to move on up the mountain and tear the devil down. He don't belong there. He belongs down. And when Jesus comes back, that's where he's going to put him, in that lake of fire, which burneth with fire and brimstone. So we thank God for that beautiful selection coming through Evangelist Cynthia. That's a message in itself. Praise God. At this time, we want to prepare our hearts for the word of God. And we have a pre-recorded message here. We want you to get ready to listen in intently and listen to the word of God. God bless you.
Bless you out there in Radio Land. At this time, we're going to go into a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy to us, Lord. Oh, my God, we pray that you stretch out your hand. Continue to bless our souls, Lord. Look upon us tonight, Lord. Send your word, Jesus. Let it reach some burdened soul, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we pray that you touch, heal, and deliver, Lord. Save the unsaved, Lord. Move in a miraculous way, Lord. In the name of Jesus, work a miracle, Lord. We know you can do it, Lord. Somebody that is troubled in mind, Lord. We pray that you touch their mind, Lord. In the name of Jesus, look on that bereaved family, Lord. Have mercy on them, Lord Jesus. Comfort them, Lord Jesus. Lift the heavy burden, Lord. Send in your people everywhere, Lord. Look on the church everywhere, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you strengthen your people, Lord. Uplift your people, Lord. Encourage them, Lord Jesus. Help them to hold out, Lord, to endure to the end, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for this prayer, Lord. We claim the victory, Lord. These are all blessings we pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. At this time, we will go to the word of God, namely from the book of 2 Timothy and the 3rd chapter. Beginning with the first verse. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. I'm going to talk to you tonight about a charge to continue in the things which thou hast learned. I believe this was Paul the Apostle writing to Timothy. Timothy was a young pastor at this time. And at this time, Paul knew that he was about to be ready to be offered up. So he began to write this book to Timothy. And he began to say, this know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. And perilous times means dangerous times, very trying times. And if you have any type of spiritual eye, you know that we are living in perilous times. We are living in a time where those that name the name of Christ are giving up and turning around. They are throwing up hands and giving up this race. But God knows we are running this race to win the race. We are not running to beat the air. But God knows I'm in this race and I'm running because I want to win the prize in the end. So Paul began to charge Timothy. He began to tell him, this know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. Don't forget now that perilous times shall come. Amen. This is still with God's seal. Yes. They shall come. Yes. They got to come. Amen. And he said, for men shall be lovers of their own selves. And God knows this word of God is being fulfilled.
Yes, it
Men are lovers of themselves more than lovers of God. Oh, they're trying to build up the flesh. They're trying to build up the muscles. God knows they love themselves more than they love God Almighty. And they worship and serve the creature more than the Creator. And the Bible tells us in the book of Romans that because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God,
Amen.
But they became vain in their imagination. Oh, my God, and their thoughts were wicked, and they did evil before the Lord. And the Bible says, for this cause, God
Glory to God. Thank God for the word of God. Praise God. We're going to salvation to give someone a chance to give their life to the Lord if you don't know him. And if you know him, but you need strength, now is your opportunity. We want to go in prayer and pray and let God fix the situation. Let God give you strength, deliverance, healing, or whatever it is that you need. God's got it. All you need is a little bit of faith. Take that faith after hearing the word of God and just give it to Jesus. Take that faith and put it to work. Believe that God is going to do what you need him to do, because he will do it and he's willing to do it. Praise God. So let us prepare our hearts for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the word of God. We thank you for this message on tonight. We pray that you look on the souls of men, those that need a deliverance. We pray that you stretch forth your mighty hand, that you will touch right now, Lord. You know the situation that they're going through. You know all about them, Lord. You're able to fix it, oh, Lord. Make the way out of no way. Give them strength, oh, Lord, that they may be able to overcome. They may be able to endure. In the name of Jesus, I know that they are able. I know you got the power. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you look on the sick and afflicted. Touch right now, Lord. Help somebody to reach out and gain faith, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus, help them to believe, Lord, that you're able to deliver them, that you're able to heal them and deliver them from that situation. You know all about it, Lord. You're able right now, Lord. Touch right now, Lord. While we're praying, oh, Lord, we want you to move, oh, Lord. Look on that soul, oh, Lord, that's despondent and disencouraged, Lord. Help them, oh, Lord. Help them to look to you, to lift up their head and look to you and take you at your word. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able to lift that burden. You know, Lord, fix it right now, Lord. Help somebody, Lord, to take you at your word. Help somebody, Lord, to trust in you, Lord. I pray, Jesus, that you look on that soul, Lord, that don't know you in the pardon of their sins. I pray that you touch them right now. Help them, oh, Lord, to receive the word of God and repent in their heart. Help them to seek your face and call upon your name. Help them to turn from their way and give their life to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help today, Lord. We pray that you increase somebody's faith, oh, Lord. Their faith may be weak. Oh, my God, help them to trust you and to believe on you as the scripture has said. We know you can do it today, Lord. Look on your people everywhere. Look on the saints of God, Lord. I pray that you touch them, oh, Lord. Encourage their hearts. Strengthen them and help them to go through. Help them to stand their test. Help them to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Help them to fight the good fight of faith.
Help Lord Jesus.
Help them to stand, oh, Lord. Help them to go through, Lord. We know you got all power in your hand. And you said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and over scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Help us, oh, Lord, to take thy word and use it, Lord. Help us to put our faith to work, oh, Lord. Help us, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Look on those souls, oh, Lord, that have lost loved ones. I pray that you touch right now, Lord. Lift the heavy burden. Comfort their soul. Send consolation in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, oh, Lord. Look on those souls, the families of those souls that lost their lives in Baltimore. Have mercy today, Lord. Comfort them, Lord. Strengthen them, Jesus. Make ways for them, oh, Lord. Let the bodies be found, Lord. Have mercy today, oh, Lord. Strengthen their hearts, oh, Lord. Help them to look to to you and turn to you, Lord. Help them to seek your face, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know all power is in thy hand, Lord, and you can do everything. We're depending on you today, Lord. Pray that you look on this broadcast, that you will save souls, and that you will send on souls through this broadcast. Help somebody to believe on you, as the scripture has said. Help somebody to give up all, to give up the world and the worldly ways. Help them to seek your face, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, you said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, saved to the uttermost. Let the Spirit of God prevail. Let the blood of Jesus cover the day. And I pray, Lord, that you look on the people of the world. Have mercy on them today, Lord. Save such as should be saved. Those that want to be saved. I pray that you will save them, O Lord. Help them to fall out with their ways. Help them to turn to you, Lord. Help them, O Lord, to run for their lives, seeking your face and calling upon your name. In the time of trouble, O Lord, we know you're able to deliver. We're depending on you as never before. And Heavenly Father, we pray that you touch us and give us strength. Help us to continue to do your will. Help us, O Lord, to stretch out on your word, to move by faith. Help us today, Lord. We're seeking to please you, and we want to do your will, Lord, not our will. Let our will perish, O Lord. Help us today, O Lord. And we thank you, O Lord. We thank you for what you've done for us. We thank you, Lord, for giving your life that we might have life. I thank you today, Lord. Thank you for this resurrection day. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your anointing.
Thank you.
Thank you for your spirit, Lord. Thank you for touching us, Lord.
Thank you
for blessing us today, Lord. We thank you for the blessing, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing, Lord. And we believe you for what we asked of you. And we thank you in faith, Lord. Our faith looks up to you. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord Jesus, that you will bless and keep us, ever lead us on to victory, and we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for prayer. We thank God because prayer changes things. If you would only receive the word of God and pray, God will do what is needed to be done. So we thank God for the word on tonight. At this time, we're going to have remarks from our evangelist.
Amen. I thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Maybell, talking about that charge to continue in the things we have learned. And she preached. And, I mean, since the 90s, this spirit has increased. People, they aren't ashamed anymore. They're just doing all kinds of things. And but that's not what we were taught. And this is why Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed, because of that gross iniquity. And these are definitely perilous times. Anytime we're living in a world where laws are made to make it easy for people to sin, these are dangerous times. She preached. I mean, can't say anything against it. I can't say anything. She preached. It was the word of God. And it's something that needs to be preached even more so because, again, like laws are made. They're teaching children this stuff in school that it's okay. And it used to be a time they would stay in a closet. You know, you didn't hear about it. People were ashamed of this thing. They're coming out with it. But Jesus, he's soon to come, and we have to be ready. And I thank God for the word of God. I want to say to Vanessa me, though, keep on preaching the word of God.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise God. I thank God for that powerful message. And this message needs to be preached over and over and over again. Sin is everywhere, and people are just trying to do their own thing, but we have to continue in the things, the word of God that we've been taught, the things that the Lord has taught us through his word down through the years. We have to continue or else we'll be influenced. We'll end up going in a way that we ought not to go.
Amen.
Enticed. It's temptation all around.
Yes,
so let's just focus on continuing in the things that we have been taught, the way God has taught us, the way of holiness, to uphold what's right, to walk in his statutes. I thank God for this message tonight. And again, it needs to be preached over and over. Matter of fact, it wouldn't be no harm in letting it be preached every night. Somebody needs to hear it.
Amen.
Praise God. That's right. Somebody needs to hear this word, because this is the way the world is going.
Amen.
This world is corrupt.
Yes.
There's corruption everywhere.
Everywhere.
And I'm telling you, God, he's just a merciful God. And I thank God, the word of God, I want to say to Evangelist May, continue to do the work of the Lord, be encouraged. And also, I thank God for this ministry and what a great blessing it is to me. I thank the Lord today for the resurrection, the representation of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And I thank him for coming into my life and for saving me. God bless you.
God bless you.
Praise God. I thank God for that beautiful message. Every time I hear that message, it stirs my soul more.
Yes.
Amen. That devil need to be cut down.
Yes.
Cut his throat. Take his tongue out of his mouth. Amen. Just chop his head off. Amen, because that nasty stuff, this stuff they got going, amen, like the evangelist said, they teaching the children.
Yes,
all
they are.
They making law for them. You can't say nothing about it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go against them. You can't preach against them. You got to marry them if they come. Amen, but I see them going to jail and refusing to marry them, and that's what this world is, that's what the word is telling us. Somebody's going to go to jail for this gospel. Amen.
Yeah.
And it needs to be preached. Amen. Like the other evangelist said, it can be preached every night. So somebody get the message. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody fall out with their ways.
Amen.
I tell you what, because this world is so corrupt. And
yes.
It's teaching our children. Our children are running around like this.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
Talking about transgender and he is a she and she is a he, pronouns, and now I tell you, this devil, he got this stuff going, and it won't be long. It won't be long. Jesus is on his way back.
Amen.
You can see the signs of the time.
Yes.
Amen. And Solomon Gomorrah was destroyed because this is what the people wanted.
Yeah.
But I tell you, God, he's a good God. This world is so wicked. It's wicked. And
yes.
We as the people of God got to preach this gospel like never before. Amen. We got to preach it. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Let them put us out the church. Let them put us out the courthouse.
Yes.
And just keep preaching it.
Yes.
Amen. I just thank God for this message on tonight. I want to encourage you to take this word of God in. Amen. If you were found in this situation, God, he loves you. He hates the sin, but he loves you.
Yes.
Amen. And you can find it in your heart to repent.
Yes.
And ask God to forgive you and give your life to him. The Bible says he will have mercy upon them.
Yes.
And to our God, he will abundantly pardon.
Yes.
Amen. All you have to do is seek salvation, seek mercy, and God, he will do it. You don't want to become reprobate. Amen. You don't want God to give you over to a reprobate mind.
Amen. That's
I just thank God for the word of God. I thank God for this day being set aside as Easter. Amen. Commemorating the resurrection of Christ. Amen. Such a beautiful day. Such a beautiful day. I want to encourage you to take the word of God and live by it, and you shall be saved. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Is there anyone else? Praise God. We thank the Lord for our evangelist on the line, and we thank God for the word of God. And I tell you, we as preachers, I tell you, we need to go to war. and do what God told us to do. I'm telling you, time is running out, and we've got to get in a hurry. It's more than, as I stated, clapping hands and singing a song or, you know, dancing. But we got to put down some labor. We've got to go into the prisons, into the nursing homes, the hospitals. And the Bible lets us know. Jesus said, when I was sick, you didn't heal me. And when I was in prison, you didn't come to see me. So we got to go to prisons, hospitals, nursing homes, wherever, and take the gospel of Jesus Christ. We've got to learn to help others, feed the poor, and clothe them if we have to. We got to do more than clap our hands and sing a song, because we come to worship the Lord when we come to church. But we got to work while we're out there.
Amen.
Thank God, I tell you. I thank God for what he is doing. I thank God for how he blessed my soul, touched my body. I feel a whole lot better. I may be a little hoarse now, but I still thank God because he gave me a little strength today, and I was able to go forth in the Lord, and I'm thankful for that because it was a hindrance in not being able to praise the Lord and lift up the name of the Lord and, you know, to glorify God like I desire. But I'm yet praying, and I believe God, and I hope that those who are listening, if you're on the line, that you believe God and take him at his word. If you want to be saved, healed, delivered, strengthened, encouraged, or whatever, God can do it. Just look to the Lord and trust in him. Don't worry about people. Trust in the Lord and in the word of God, and that will take you through. That will help you to overcome. Thank God for this broadcast. And we will let you know in the future, because we are planning on having more prayer. So we will let you know what days that will be that we intend to have the prayer. Because we living in times now, we got to pray our way. We ain't going to shout our way. We're going to have to pray our way. These tests and trials that's coming our way, they're coming to try to overthrow us and take us out of the race. So we got to pray in order to stay. To stay with the Lord. So I'm asking those of you that can get a word of prayer through to continue to pray for me as I pray for you. And we thank you. And this brings the broadcast to a close. And we say God bless you and good night.